This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I love my hanging baskets. I have some really unique baskets, but decided a few years ago to make one myself when I discovered some cheap burlap bags at a big box store. For 99 cents, you could pick one of them up, and it appeared to me I could use it to line two 12-inch baskets. A friend was skeptical. That's okay, I proved him wrong, and I have pictures on gardenbite.com to prove it. I also have the instructions, which aren't difficult, but there are a couple of things you'll want to know. At the price I got them for, I bought extra to practice on. First, cut a circle just about twice the diameter of your basket. I cut mine to 24 inches across. These burlap bags had been used for coffee beans, and there were a few left. I decided they were lucky beans and tossed them over my shoulder. That's not a necessary step, but why not? Next, I laid the cutout inside the basket and lined the bottom with some recycled clear plastic. I then started placing soil in the basket to hold the burlap. This takes a little adjusting to get the layers of burlap to lay right. You also want to make sure that you have at least a couple of inches of burlap above the top of the basket. So you've laid in some soil and adjusted the burlap. Now you need to tack it to the basket itself. I used thin garden wire and sewed, so to speak, the layered pieces to the top of the basket. Check out my website for a clear understanding. You can trim the top if you need to. The burlap held the soil well for a few years. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.